Here are the latest headlines for Manchester United. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer condemned fans who made offensive Munich gestures and caused trouble during Wednesday's Carabao Cup semi-final. 3 weeks after Manchester City won the first leg 3-1 at Old Trafford, Nemanja Matic scored and was later sent off for a second bookable offence in a 1-0 second leg victory for United at the Etihad Stadium. City progressed to a third successive Carabao Cup final with a 3-2 aggregate win on a night when video footage emerged of some home fans making aeroplane gestures in reference to the Munich air disaster ahead of the 62nd anniversary on the 6th of February. City are checking CCTV footage. The blue seats appeared to be thrown after full-time as tempers frayed. United boss Solskjaer said, "You know, football is a game. It's a game we should all enjoy. Spectators, the ones who watch it on telly, the ones playing. I keep telling the players every time, go out with a big smile and enjoy yourselves. Work hard, yes, and fans should always try to enjoy the games. Yet we want rivalry, but let's keep it at a sane level. Let's make sure we eradicate that now." Moving on, and United are set to officially confirm the deal of Bruno Fernandes today after revealing on Wednesday that they had come to an agreement with Sporting Lisbon over his signing. United will pay an initial fee of around €55 million for the 25-year-old, although add-ons could increase the overall cost to €80 million. Fernandes' move is subject to a medical and the agreement of personal terms, which is expected to be completed this afternoon. And finally, Alexis Sanchez is reportedly willing to sacrifice £15 million in wages to permanently remain at Inter Milan and avoid returning to Old Trafford this summer. Solskjaer stated on Tuesday he expects the striker to return to Old Trafford when his loan ends at the end of this season, insisting the Chilean will prove his doubters wrong. However, senior sources have confirmed Inter officials contacted the Red Devils this month and his advisers are attempting to broker a severance package that will be acceptable for all parties concerned.